Why is the blue whale twice the size of any other animal that ever lived? Why the hell are they so absurdly gigantic? Rorqual whales all feed in the same way, but each species has leaned into a slightly different diet. Humpbacks chase schools of fish. Sei whales target copepods. Fin whales hedge their bets by eating a variety of fish and small crustaceans. But the blue whale, it eats krill and almost nothing else. They say you are what you eat, but when it comes to the blue whale, that couldn't be any less true. Krill are tiny. But it turns out those thumb-sized crustaceans are pound for pound, or more specifically, mouthful for mouthful, the most energy-dense food source in all the seven seas. Krill gather together in almost unimaginably vast swarms. And these swarms aren't just huge, they're also incredibly dense, with as many as 30,000 individual animals per cubic meter.
So the animation is showing us a three-dimensional representation of a large krill swarm that we passed over earlier in the voyage. The swarm is about 400 meters long by about 200 meters across, and it kind of came up into this multi-level swarm that was total depth range was about 100 meters.
Enough to fill 36 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. With so much prey packed so tightly together, lunge feeding becomes incredibly efficient. In a single mighty mouthful, a blue whale can swallow half a ton of krill. That's about as much as you would eat in a year. But that isn't the only reason krill have pushed blue whales to grow so huge. Krill are a superabundant food source, but they aren't always readily available. Their populations explode in cold, nutrient-rich waters during the summer, then pretty much vanish as winter sets in. For blue whales, that necessitates a feast or famine lifestyle. They gorge for months whilst the krill are blooming, then migrate thousands of kilometers to warmer waters to breed and give birth. During that time, they can go several months with little to no food, surviving on the fat reserves they built up during the feeding season. This creates another evolutionary incentive to get bigger. Not just because big mouths make lunge feeding more efficient, but because big bodies can store lots of energy to help endure long migrations. Evolution presented the blue whale with 99 problems, and the solution to every single one of them was to get swole.